Cheering at pro wrestling shows in Japan is back, and 2023 is already shaping up to be a big year in the history of pro res. That's why you should listen to the Emerald Flow Show. From the Royal Road to the Green Mat, Paul and Gerard take you into the world of All Japan Pro Wrestling and Pro Wrestling NOAH. Not only do we analyze events, but we examine business, who is getting over, what angles are working or not. Occasionally, we take a look at other Japanese promotions like DDT and Zero One. So if you're looking for more coverage of the world of Japanese wrestling, check out the Emerald Flow Show on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network, available on all of your favorite podcast apps.
Hey everyone, what you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our Patreon. If you want to hear the full thing, please go to flagshippatreon.com and subscribe to either our $5 or $10 tier. A subscription to the $5 tier gives you access to most of our bonus audio, including Flagship Plus, The Overrun, as well as retro content like Jovember to Remember, our retro audio documentaries, as well as exclusive breaking news reports. You can upgrade to the $10 tier and unlock all of our bonus content, including written columns and reviews, as well as live shows like Instant Reaction Live and the Flagship Live, as well as all of the other benefits available on the $5 tier. Once again, that's flagshippatreon.com. And now to the free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. So that is going to be a quote that will get passed around a lot, is that AEW is not a real business. It's not about selling tickets and drawing money and making money. Now, he also had another quote and one that I want to bring up here. He said, quote, guaranteed money almost kind of ruined pro wrestling. If you had to get paid off the house, things would be drastically different. Now, this is a quote that I want people to really chew on, because I cannot believe a modern wrestler is saying that. I get the old timers. I get that. But man, especially this guy saying guaranteed money almost kind of ruined pro wrestling. If you had to get paid off the house, things would be drastically different. And this is a man who raised a stink when he was in WWE, when they were unclear about the change in pay structure, when the company was moving away from pay-per-view to focus on the WWE network, and was asking everybody, well, what the fuck's going on? What's happening? Like, very, very, like, on record, asking people, what the fuck's going on? What's happening here? We don't know. How are we going to get paid? All that sort of stuff. Clearly a guy that was unhappy with the way that WWE was doing their pay structure. And for him to be like, ah, yeah, guaranteed money ruined, you know, pro wrestling, it seems a little weird. Also, I don't know how you can be a modern wrestler and say guaranteed money almost kind of ruined pro wrestling. Now, I know what he's doing here, and we're going to talk about it in a sec, but also, just wanted to point this out too. This is a man that was constantly hurt during his run in AEW. Hurt very often. Hurt right now in his WWE run. Does he really want to be just paid off the houses? Because for a man of his age and his injury history, I think guaranteed money is probably the better way for him to go. So it's a very weird thing to say for a guy that was hurt a lot and was getting paid, even if he couldn't work, to say, I wish guys only got paid when they worked and what the houses were. Now, what he's trying to do here is dunk on the Bucks. He's dunking on the Young Bucks for not working with him and saying, ah, you know, well, if it was about making money and drawing money, then we would have went out there and we would have tore the house down and sold a bunch of tickets. And again, I don't disagree. I think The Elite versus CM Punk would have sold a shit ton of money and would have been a very big story. But again, when, you know, whatever happened at Brawl Out happened, I get why the Bucks would say, nah, fuck that guy. We're not doing anything with him anymore. Even if Punk wanted to do stuff with them, even if Punk did want to work with those guys, I think those guys are well in their rights to say, yeah, you know what? We could probably make a lot more money, but we're good. We're good. Because you know what? We're good because AEW transformed wrestling in a lot of ways. You can listen to this and get annoyed and, oh, you guys are shut down. You're Tony Khan dick riders. Oh, okay. I don't think any of you are paying. If you're still paying and you think that, great. There's no question that AEW transformed wrestling in a good way for the wrestlers. I'm sorry. It just did. You can hate AEW all you want. That's fine. I don't always love it. There's a lot of things I don't like about AEW, especially right now. But you cannot deny that it changed pro wrestling. It gave a viable major money alternative in America that did not exist for decades. That's a pretty big deal. So all the wrestlers benefited. Us fans benefited. Everybody benefited by the creation of AEW and the creation of an actual player in the marketplace. And a lot of that, too, comes in very concrete, guaranteed money that more people are getting paid to professionally wrestle and more people are being paid well to professionally wrestle than they have in quite some time. That's good. I'm sorry. I think that's good. Punk may disagree. I think it's very good. Now, if you want to use that to say, oh, well, because of that, that's why the Bucks didn't want to work with me or whatever, that's fine. You could say that. And you're not wrong. If it was about selling tickets and drawing money and making money, there's a very good chance the Bucks would have said, ah, fuck it. Yeah, let's go make some money here. But they didn't, because they didn't have to. And I think that's a positive, that wrestlers make enough money that they can kind of make decisions based off of what they actually want to do and what they actually feel that they, you know, are you know, motivated to do, and not necessarily what they do just simply to get money from the house and to make money and to pay their bills or whatever, and say, ah, fuck it, I'll swallow whatever I have to do. I'll swallow my pride just because I need to pay my bills. I kind of like the idea that these guys don't have to do that, and they have the ability to say, ah, not that interested. I'll find stuff that's more fulfilling for me. I kind of think that's good.
Hola, hola. My name is Ricardo. I am the host of the Lucha Jobbers podcast here in the Voices of Wrestling podcast network. We are a Spanish-speaking show dedicated to discussing and analyzing pro wrestling from all across the world. From AEW to CMLL, we talk about American wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and of course, Lucha Libre. If something big happened in the pro wrestling world, we will talk about it. So if you know Spanish or have a friend that knows Spanish or want to practice your Lucha Libre pronunciations, go listen to the Lucha Jobbers podcast right here in the Voices of Wrestling podcast network. Nos vemos por ahí.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.